Gotta make sure this is recording. So, hi, welcome to the weekly intuitive forecast for the week of April 6th through the 12th. My name is Lisa. I am the Green Witch from the Green Witch on Alchemy Way. So, let's get started. So, I have paper charts. Don't have them like on my computer or anything friendly, but I do have paper charts of how the planets are communicating with each other, how they are inspiring us, influencing us, and there's some pretty intense action happening, and I'm super excited to share it with you guys. So to get started, for the first, obviously, it's Monday, pretty much all week, and I feel like, I don't know how long the aspect is going to last, but the sun is squared with Pluto, and pretty much what that is, or what that means, is that there is some hidden aspect within this week to come that is kind of just sitting at the bottom of the surface. Completely hidden from everything else that is happening on top that is grabbing our attention. There is some force this week that is working under wraps, and we just kind of, it's just kind of there. So at the beginning of this week, some of the things that I've noticed is that the moon is trined with Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. All have pretty, the word I'm looking for. They're pretty harmonious, positive aspects. There's a lot of free-flowing, harmonious, strong feelings, generous feelings, but they're not, they're mature feelings, very patient, but they're also extremely powerful. So and also the sun is squared off with Jupiter, so this gives us great opportunities for success. But it also tests your character. So Jupiter has the tendency to be lazy sometimes, very boisterous, very very generous. So that's your test of character. All right. So, and then towards the middle of this week, we do have the full moon in Libra, which I have a full moon in Libra guided ritual that you can purchase on my website. And it comes with a guided meditation as well, which I think you guys would all really like. But for the full moon in Libra, we have Venus trined with Mars and Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. So this is a very creative, optimistic time. I know that we're kind of going through turmoil, and like globally, we're going through a lot. And it can kind of be a Debbie Downer sometimes. And I know that there's a lot of, especially in the spiritual or tarot astrology community, I've been seeing that like pretty much like the exploitation of like optimism, or that we need to feel something or whatever have you. And I feel like that's wrong. I feel like this is the perfect time for optimism, because we can, it's giving us the opportunity to, especially with all of the planets or some of the planets that are conjunct with each other, there's a lot of opportunity to break down what was no longer serving us and rebuild them or rebuild it into a more solid structure. And then towards the end of the week, we have Mercury. Oh no. We have Mercury moving into the sign of Aries. So what this is for us, what this transit is and what it does is it's communication becomes more direct. You grow a lot more restless and more impatient. It gives us encouragement. We need to, the encouragement that we need to say exactly what we feel and what we think. I'm looking at my notes because I lose track a lot. And then we have Mercury sextiled with Venus, which brings an energetic and expressive, fun-loving, and friendly influence. This week, I'm sure the media has scared or has put in fear of what is to come as far as this, like, global pandemic. But I feel like if we, this week is giving us a sense of community. It's giving us a sense of actually feeling and actually looking towards optimism, moving towards discovering what we're worth as a collective. So yeah, I mean, I'm super distracted. But yeah, so with all of those transits in and out of the way, oh, the sun is blocking, or blinding actually. So let's get into something that I actually am very comfortable with, tarot. So I did pull a few cards. I pulled from the same decks I normally do because I love these decks. But yeah, like I said earlier, I think it's the fact that I have video on me. I'm not a video person. I'm very much a podcast person. So this is out of my comfort zone, but we're riding with it. Like I said, the beginning of this week, I'm getting a huge energy shift. Like, this is what I'm feeling. There's a huge energy shift that is happening. Systems are being broken down, and we are being asked or pushed by this energy into the right direction, is how I feel. Like, we are being guided. We're being asked for our patience, can you let go of your tail, please? Stop. You're fine. No. It says Gypsy, everyone. Say hello. You say hello? Can I get back to my meeting? I know. So, get your paws off my desk. Get your paws off the desk. There she goes. There she goes. Anyway. Like I said, as a collective, we're being asked to pretty much gather. And that's, like, literally at the beginning of this week, too. If I remember correctly. With the moon trine with all of these planets, our feelings are kind of like the Kickstarter. And then when Mercury moves into Aries is when we really start to go direct. We really start to put thought into action. That is being said even in the cards as I pulled them. So for the beginning part of this week, bear with me, guys. So for the first part of this week, I pulled from my Isis Oracle deck, which is the Wings of Isis, uniting with the angelic self. And then we have the Eight of Pentacles. And pretty much it is how I'm seeing this is that, well, like I said, we're being moved or directed into a space where we are being creative, we are being there, we're being empathetic, we're being flowing, harmonious, patient. We're finding power in our inner selves, moving towards the middle part of this week. We're starting to really grab hold and be reborn. Our ideas, our thoughts, everything that we know society-wise. Like, everyone says, like, we can't go back. We can't go back. And you're absolutely right. Like, there's no way that we could go back to the society that we're used to after what we're experiencing now. But that's where, like I said, we are learning, we're moving forward, we're taking this challenge, and we are pushing, like, our thought and our drive, and it's just, we will make it work, we will rebuild, we will survive this. No matter how badly they say, this is going to be the worst week, this is going to be the worst week. Okay, if this is going to be the worst week, what can we do? How can we help? Where do we go from here? And life restored, priestess of the phoenix. You have to think, what does a phoenix do? A phoenix dies, bursts into ash, and then is reborn from that ash. And what we need to be doing is we need to be looking at how we are moving forward and what we are going to be doing when we move forward. Are we just, there's nothing that's leading us into just everything is dismantled when we don't know where to go from there. Cycles run their course, but there is still room to learn, there's still room to grow, there's still room to do anything, really. We're being reborn as a collective, as a society, with everything that's going on. Like, it doesn't surprise me, especially since there's that destroy mentality. Like, we need to tear down what no longer serves us, let go of what no longer serves us, and we need to rebuild from that. We need to rebuild and make it better. And it's not only saying that in cards or intuitively, but it's saying that in the astrology charts. At the end of this week, I have the Eye of Horus, Awakening Divine Perception. These are beautiful cards, by the way. I absolutely love them. And the King of Rods, or Wands. Rods sounds dirty, I will admit that. But towards the end of the week, we have Mercury transitioning into Aries. And like I said before, what that transition does is that moves communication more direct. Our thoughts become actions. We're not afraid to say what we feel and what we think. We're encouraged. We feel that there's that drive to do so. Obstacles that happen during Mercury in Aries, the obstacles that we have are cooperation, compromise, and sensitivity, because Aries is such a direct sign. Get down, please. I hear you, and you just licked my face. So, obstacles include cooperation, compromise, and sensitivity. Gypsy, you need to get down. We need to remember the beginning of this week, we need to remember that with the moon trying everything, we need to be generous, emotionally mature, and we need to find power in our emotional side. Especially, so the full moon in Libra, let me talk about that real quick. So that happens on Wednesday, April 8th. And pretty much what the, what's this chart right here? So with the full moon in Libra, there's a solid focus on balance in relationships. That's like one of the key things for the full moon in Libra, is finding balance in our relationships. And you can have a relationship with anything. You can have like my relationship with my dog, my relationship with work, my relationship with my son, or whatever relationships that you have. The full moon in Libra is about restoring that balance, the balance of masculine and feminine. So pretty much that's literally what this week is. So you have the middle of this week is in the full moon where it's restored. The beginning of this week, it's kind of very emotional, very feminine based as far as energy goes. Towards the end of this week, we have a very masculine because we have Mercury moving into Aries. So because there is such a fix on balancing the masculine and the feminine, it kind of makes for it makes for a roller coaster if you think about it. But my first thing that happened when I woke up this morning, and it was kind of crazy, but my mantra for today was thank you. It was just this pretty much be grateful for anything that happened. If I asked a question and I received an answer, thank you is pretty much thank you for your knowledge. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for the opportunity that you took out of your day to assist me. And then you have all different kinds of gratitude is pretty much what was being, which was like my message that I wanted to share with all of you guys this morning was thank you. And then I have no idea where I was going with this. There's a lot of commotion outside and I get easily distracted. I swear one of my spirit animals is a magpie. Very distracting. But regardless, this week, as far as energy goes, I definitely get the feel. Sorry, I hit the space button and it stopped my podcast from being recorded. But I definitely feel this week the balance of masculine and feminine is definitely being emphasized with the energies that are around us, that are influencing us. I'll have to do a completely separate thing on this, but like, don't let the fear of what outside influences say, like the media, for instance, and everything happening globally. And no, I just have allergies. Thank you. I just have really bad allergies. What? She is also highly distracting. One, she's adorable and so cute. And how can you say no to this?
How can you say no to that face?
All right, get down. Get down.
Throw the bone.
So, let's seek to find the balance. Let us not forget that we need to honor our feelings and our emotions, but we also need to honor our actions. Our thoughts are more than just thoughts, because with our thoughts, we can create anything. And that's another thing too. There's a lot of creative energy happening this week. A lot of creative energy. So, I'm guessing that's all I have for you guys. But before I leave and say goodbye, I do want to remind all of you that if you are interested in the full moon in Libra ritual, guided ritual I have created, it is in my shop. You're more than welcome to purchase it. It comes with a guided meditation that I think everyone will really love. And if you haven't already started following, please feel free to follow my Instagram. I do have a Facebook page. Just come on and join. If you want to rewatch this, I'm going to upload it to my Instagram IGTV. But I also have it recorded. Ooh, that sun is so bright. But I also have it recorded for my podcast. So if you're interested in that, it is Green Witch on Alchemy Way. You can find me on Google or Spotify. If you want to go ahead and go over this or replay this or whatever. So another thing too, before I leave, make sure you follow, make sure you like. It helps me out a lot. I hate when thoughts come into my head and then they just leave. They just leave. Like they were never there, but I know they were there. Yeah. All I have for you guys today. So, I hope you all have a wonderful week. Oh, that's what it was. The full moon in Libra card reading. I'm thinking about doing a pick a card. And I will do a video and upload it to the website. Possibly even have it on my Facebook page. I haven't decided to do YouTube yet. Not really comfortable using the platform, but we'll figure it all out. Anyways, with the sun peering through, what a perfect way to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining, and namaste.